If you're a short king like Danny DeVito and Kevin Hart, rejoice. It's February, the short king of the calendar. Although this year is not so short, it is comprised of 29 days instead of 28 because it is a leap year. 366 days instead of 365. They happen every fourth year in the Gregorian calendar. That's the calendar used by the majority of the world. The extra day known as a leap day is February 29, which doesn't exist in non-leap years. Now, the name leap comes from the fact that from March onward, each date of a leap year moves forward by an extra day from the previous year. So, for example, March 1st, 2023, that was a Wednesday, but this year, it's going to fall on a Friday, leaping over Thursday. Now, normally, the same date only moves forward by a single day between consecutive years, which I believe is something I just said. New Morolog researcher, Vickipedia, by the way, welcome to the team, Vicky. She informs us that leap years exist because a single year in the Gregorian calendar is slightly shorter than a solar or tropical year. The amount of time it takes for Earth to completely orbit the sun once. A calendar year is exactly 365 days long. Again, something I just said, but a solar year is roughly 365.24 days long, or 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 56 seconds. Now, if we didn't account for this difference, then for each year that passes the gap between the start of a calendar year and a solar year would widen by the amount that was mentioned, almost 6 hours, meaning that over time, this would shift the timing of the seasons. So if we stopped using leap years in around 700 years, the Northern Hemisphere's summer would begin in December instead of June, according to the National Air and Space Museum. So if we do not use leap years, we are literally flipping the script. But adding leap days every fourth year does remove this problem because an extra day is around the same length as the difference that accumulates during this time. As for when leap years started becoming a thing, well, that goes back to 45 BC. Ancient Roman Emperor Julius Caesar instituted, surprise, surprise, the Julian calendar, which was made up of 365 days separated into the 12 months that, well, we still use in the Gregorian calendar. July and August, they were originally named Quintilis and Sextilis, meaning my bestie, the Bosnian Stone, was born in Quintilis, and Mama Ranala was born in Sextilis because, yeah, they were later renamed July and August after Julius Caesar and his successor, Augustus. The Julian calendar included leap years every 4 years without exception, and it was synced up to Earth's seasons thanks to the final year of confusion. As confusing as everything I've just said? Well, yeah, the final year of confusion in 46 BC included 15 months, totaling 445 days. This according to the fine folks at the University of Houston. Houston, I've got a problem with all of this. It don't make much sense to me, but I'm sharing it with the masses because this is the first day of February, and here at the Morlog, we aim to enlighten, entertain, and inspire. And for centuries, it appeared that the Julian calendar worked perfectly. But by the mid-16th century, astronomers noticed that the seasons, well, they were beginning around 10 days earlier than expected, when important holidays such as Easter no longer matched up with specific events such as the vernal or spring equinox. To remedy this, Pope Gregory XIII, he introduced the Gregorian calendar in 1582. He is the guy to thank for the calendar that, is the same as the Julian calendar, but with the exclusion of leap years for most centenary years. For centuries, the Gregorian calendar was only used by Catholic countries such as Italy and Spain, but it was eventually adopted by Protestant countries such as the Great Britain in 1752, when their years began to greatly deviate from Catholic countries. Leap year. It's coming. February 29 is literally just around the corner in the year of our Lord 2024. It is the first day of a brand new month, and here in the United States, the most common pronunciation, and how about yours truly, a man who speaks for a living, who used to, well, pronounce the word pronunciation? Pronunciation. So I mispronounced it. Woo! Anyway, I have a bone to pick with some people, although I guess it's not really their fault when it comes to pronouncing this month. Here in the United States, the most common pronunciation of the word February is February. And guess what? Both Merriam-Webster and American Heritage Dictionaries consider the common pronunciation correct, along with the less common, I didn't know it was less common, but more traditional standard February. The way I say it, February. The name for the linguistic process where, or is it process, where one sound drops out because another of the same sound is too close to it? It's dissimilation, and it does affect lots of languages. Now, my two brothers' birthdays are this month. Romolo, he turns 53 on the 20th, and Ezio turns the big 5-0 on the 8th, and Ezio, how do you pronounce your birth month?
February.
Okay. I think I heard an R. Let's do it again.
February.
February. Yeah, he does it the traditional way. And as far as I'm concerned, that is the right way. But here in the United States, people say February and it's allowed, but there is no dissimilation detected in the way my soon-to-be 50-year-old brother says it.
February.
One more time.
February.
He's loving this. He's always wanted to do his own podcast, so I'm just going to give him even some more shine.
February.
All right, there you go, Ezio. You're part of the Morlogue. By saying the month you were born correctly. Now, getting back to dictionaries for just a moment. February 1st, 1884, on this day, the Oxford English Dictionary is published for the first time. And according to the folks at the Morning Martini newsletter, and I think this morning I could use a martini, it was considered then and remains the most comprehensive and accurate index of the English language. For those wondering if something is an official word in the English lexicon, you have to consult the Oxford English Dictionary, the OED. The first edition was assembled by the Philological Society of London. Hey, Slaylister, impress your Roblox buddies with the word philological, meaning the study of language. Because, yes, you, I'm not going to diminish the kids' lingo, but Slaylister, you slay. Hey, this dictionary, the Oxford English Dictionary, which was assembled by those wonderful people at the Philological Society of London, it sought a dictionary to cover all of English since 1150 A.D. We didn't have our ABCs yet. The final product would take another 40 years to finish, or how long it takes my aforementioned brother Ezio to get through a book. It was comprised of 400,000 words and 10 volumes. Little known fact, I read the Encyclopedia Britannica, hardcover volume, A to Z. Oh, yes, I did. By the way, the OED says there are 171,476 words in current use. But that doesn't include things like scientific terminology. Still, 171,476 words in the Oxford English Dictionary. Now, a typical English speaker has a vocabulary of between 20,000 and 30,000 words, meaning we use less than 20% of those available. Are you down with OED?
Yeah, you know me.
Hey, another rapper who was nutty by nature, Eminem, he read the dictionary as a child to expand his vocabulary. He was a ninth grade dropout, so I'd say mission accomplished, Mr. Marshall Mathers. Hey, the bar spitter known as Big Boy, Andre Antoine Patton, he teamed up with Andre 3000 they formed the legendary Atlanta hip-hop duo Outkast Big Boy, celebrating a big-ish B-Day. It's my bro Ezio is going to celebrate the big one, 5-0, in 7 days. But today, Big Boy, the bar spitter, he is 49. And I got to say, I've always enjoyed my visits to the ATL. Last time I was there was to film my small cameo appearance in Creed 3. Sneeze and you missed it. But hey, shout out to Michael B. Jordan for including my Mamma Mia call. My mama, who is the reason I came up with that catchphrase, went to see Creed 3. That's the first time she's been in a movie theater in, I got to say, 40 years. Smooth segue alert. On this day, 1887, Harvey Wilcox registered Hollywood, a 160-acre community where Wilcox hoped people would live free of alcohol and other vices. You can't make this stuff up. That's so funny. He registered Hollywood as a 160-acre community where he hoped that people would live free of alcohol and other vices with the Los Angeles County Recorder. In 1910, Hollywood became part of L.A. and its name associated with the burgeoning film industry and alcohol and other vices. By the way, Lakers, hey, they're part of Los Angeles. They are in Boston tonight to take on the Celtics. From the This Is Sparta department, it is the 300th regular season meeting between the NBA's two winningest teams. The boys from Beantown, they are up 166-133 in the series. That could be the final score in tonight's game. Lights are being shot out across NBA arenas. Luka Doncic dropping 73 recently. And a lot of high scores a pace of play. And, of course, three-point shooting is also at an all-time high. And you just got amazing players doing their thing. So speaking of amazing players, do they get any better than LeBron James? He will be in tonight's game as the Lakers take on the Celtics on the parquet floor. Out of all the mind-blowing stats that he has produced, this one simply ridiculous. According to ESPN, LeBron James has played against 35%. Let me repeat that. 35% of all the players that have ever played in the National Basketball Association, a league that was formed in 1946. James started his pro career in 2003 and is the league's all-time leading scorer. His longevity due to the way he takes care of his body. And speaking of which, University of South Australia researchers are calling for exercise to be a mainstay approach for managing depression, as a new study shows that physical activity is 1.5 times more effective than counseling or the leading medications. Now, published by the British Journal of Sports Medicine, the review is the most comprehensive to date, encompassing 97 reviews, 1,039 trials, and 128,119 participants. It shows that physical activity is extremely beneficial for improving symptoms of depression, anxiety, and distress. Specifically, the review showed that exercise interventions that were 12 weeks or shorter were the most effective at reducing mental health symptoms, highlighting the speed at which physical activity can make a change. According to the World Health Organization, one in every eight people worldwide, that's 970 million people, live with a mental disorder. Poor mental health costs the world economy approximately $2.5 trillion each year, a cost projected to rise to $6 trillion by 2030. Sensei Shamrock, way ahead of the game in this regard. Takes some of us a little while to try to catch up, but that's exactly what I am trying to do. Part of my self-care routine is 10K by 10A, more than just a cool rhyme and catchphrase. It means that most days I'm able to get 10,000 steps in by 10 a.m. I begin most of my mornings with a 90-minute walk, a brisk one. Work up a sweat, grateful to live where I can also get a daily dose of natural vitamin D, and breathe in the fresh Pacific Ocean air. Now, playing a musical instrument or listening to music also helps alleviate my depression, even the songs that make you cry. Now, overall, I try to average about 15,000 steps a day, break up my walks, try to go two or three times a day to get that fresh air, get those steps in, get the body moving, try to pay tribute to my ancestors, the hunter-gatherers. And you know what? I'm sure even Larry David would say that that's pretty, pretty, pretty good. However, it is nowhere near the amount of songs uploaded to music streaming services every day of the first half of 2023. This according to Quartz. I am talking 112,000 tunes uploaded per day in the first 6 months of last year. Now, part of the reason for the sonic boom is the rise of Pro Tool and other software that allow musicians to record from home studios. A guy who needs just one direction to a recording studio, singer Harry Styles, he turned 30 today. If it's your B-Day on this first day of, what is it?
February.
Then happy birthday to you too. Today's Morovation comes from behavioral psychologist Adam Alter. Every moment of resistance is an opportunity to build a stronger, more resilient version of yourself. I am going to leave you with the keyboard warrior version of Harry Styles' Golden from his second studio album, Fine Line. Thank you for listening to the Morologue. Now, go and hold the door open for someone. And keep fighting the good fight.
Mamma mia, Morawana is the shit.